Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 130. My name is TJ.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm Chad.
Welcome to the show. This week, excuse me.
Yeah, keep talking about it, TJ. What about it?
We're doing the top 10 most anticipated games of 2016, and that's all we got.
Trying to do a chip
what up,
stomp,
no.
Chip crunch.
Yeah, chip crunch in there, but
chip crunch.
Yeah, that was like a really good one. Another good one.
That was
I practiced.
Good.
Let me hear another one. Let me hear a chip crunch.
I'll give you a better one.
What?
That's a shit one.
Yeah, let me get it.
TJ, you suck your crunches.
I did 30 crunches this morning.
Okay, is there a limit to how many chips you can crunch?
Watch this one. Look at this, yes, motherfucker.
It's one
watch.
Chip.
Hold on.
It has to be one chip.
That's okay.
Here you go. Oh, good.
You take the smallest chip from the batch.
Was that Sorrento? I just delivered 5.1 Dolby, yo motherfucker.
Kalalarum. Alright, well, yeah, so most anticipated games of 2016.
Yeah, we're Danless again, unfortunately, this episode.
Danny, no.
I would like his input on this episode, actually, but...
Listen, I have a note in my phone that says, forget about Roxanne, Rocket Scientist. But Rocket is R-O-C-K space I-T. That's that fucking song we heard earlier. That Roxanne mixed with Dr. Dre.
Really? That came on?
It was like, y'all know me, still the same old G, but I've been low-key. Roxanne!
Oh, wow.
It's awesome. I'm gonna find that on YouTube.
Sick mix.
I had to ask the DJ, I'm like, what are you spinning?
Did you?
On the way up? I'm like, are you doing this, or is this a song? And he's like, no, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, DJ is shit now, man.
Yeah, it's just the DJ mix
on
YouTube.
That could be a DJ so easy.
That's what I was telling him. I'm like, is this all just nothing? He's like, what?
Yeah, I come in here, I get paid 150 bucks every 30 minutes to just press YouTube links. A YouTube playlist. And he just plays it.
But it's amazing. You know what they said on Film Junk? YouTube the movie. When's YouTube the movie coming?
All that shit.
All the nuttiest videos, like, somehow up-resed.
I finally downloaded Steve Jobs this week, but I haven't watched it.
Ooh. No, YouTube the movie is the story of YouTube. What you're talking
no,
about
I want, like,
web.
The best of...
Fuck that. Best
I want
of web.
Best of YouTube.
Best of Web 8 is the best video I've ever seen in my life.
Whoa.
And I watch it. It's my job.
God.
I watch it so often. I can't get enough.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, like, when I feel down about myself, I watch fucking Best of, Weight, Best of Web 8.
My Best of down. Weight? I can't get enough. Best of Weight?
Like, I actually hate how good it makes me feel. It's that good.
That's cool stuff. You know what makes me feel really good is...
if ever I'm feeling down.
No, Street League skateboarding is crazy.
Yeah, but I don't...
It's awesome.
On, skateboarding is niche.
Niche.
I appreciate it, but
niche.
It won't do for everything. What?
Niche is right.
All right, sorry, guys.
It won't do it for me.
Well,
sorry.
I am sad to say, TJ, that mine are in no particular order.
It makes me feel better about the fact that mine aren't also sloppily ordered.
So maybe this isn't top anything. Maybe this is just, let's talk about the games.
Yeah.
No, okay. It's top.
That we're
it's
anticipating
just,
this year.
It's just like, we won't say what's best.
I promise that every game on my list will get mentioned, whether you mention it. TJ mentions
can I
it,
mention a
or
game?
I mention it.
Can I mention a game that's already been released in 2016?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, let's get her going.
I bet.
Hold on.
The Witness.
I feel like we
is
should
that
try...
What you're saying?
Yeah, it obviously
no,
is.
No.
We should try to order it.
Well, hold on. He needs to celebrate the fact that The Witness has been on his
Harbor
top
Rivals?
Five anticipated...
Get out.
I'm talking about The Order 1886.
What?
Just kidding.
You got to celebrate The Witness. That thing has been
I'm talking about The Witness.
On your top for 2 years in a row.
No.
We got ours last year. Fallout 4, TJ. How many years in a row?
Ooh. Two.
For 2014.
Baby.
15?
Four range mode years, like six.
Yeah, that's a long time. You know, we should start measuring it in
Since
cycles.
It was released, like, ooh, maybe a new Fallout would be good.
In cycle four, we started smoking weed. That went on for a little while. It was pretty good. And then in cycle five, we did something else.
We just sat down and drank water.
Yeah. Chad got diabetes, and we all...
Diabetes. I'm Wilfred Sliver.
You're not going to order yours?
And I have diabetes.
No, no, I'm not gonna. I mean, they're all. I'm anticipating them all equally. To be honest, that's true.
It takes a lot of the pressure off.
You know what? I have a top two. I'll do top two. What do you got?
Thank you.
I got a hair hanging from my beard.
Yeah.
I'll do top two. The rest are flatlined.
All right.
All right. I think we should go through top 10, wherever they are, in any order.
Mm-hmm.
And then do what was left out.
I only have 9.
But do you not have things that you just, like, let's throw them out there and...
Maybe. Okay. They're probably on one of your lists.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. As soon as you bring them up,
sorry,
I'm
going
to be like, oh, shit, that was my...
I was really busy. I was just thinking, like, what are the anticipated games? And then I went out and tried to do research, and it was over before you know
like,
it.
Like, I literally wrote down games that I don't give a shit about that I think people might... We can say, we don't give a shit about this.
For the first time, I can't
feel about that.
Guess that there's, like, secret games coming out. Like,
yeah,
I know that, like, Fallout was like our, no, man, Bethesda's got to be up to something. I don't have any like that. It's just, I know they're scheduled because most of them got delayed
from
last year.
Top 10 is the problem. The fun is between 10 and 20.
I agree.
And I feel like we're missing out.
Yeah. Oh. It's trying to find the deep ones. I've pitched that kind of
I'm
thing before.
Stretching to get 10.
But that's the point, is stretch to 20... And you're having some fun.
And then you start getting interesting. Like, our top 10 are likely all the same.
You're pulling from 2017. You're pulling from shit that you might not
play. I don't think ours are likely the same at all, though.
Oh, well, we'll see.
But yeah,
I'm diving in.
Yeah, let's go.
I see where you're saying 2017, but...
I'm diving in.
All right, let's do it.
Runner 2 is launching on PS4 in, like, 2 weeks.
It's already up.
Oh, come on.
And,
here we go again.
Based on price point...
It's already out.
I'm pretty excited for it.
It's already out.
How much is it?
It's been out.
No, it has not.
For 2 months.
No.
Oh, Runner 2.
Runner 2.
Okay.
You stupid asshole. Mm-hmm. Runner 2. Remember we were talking about it last week? I was, like, so gung-ho about it, but I was bummed that it wasn't on PS4?
Yeah, the...
Well, it's coming out for PS4.
The Bitrip series is out. Sorry.
But Runner 2 is brand new.
Runner 2 is...
Anyway, it'll be out in a couple
brand
weeks.
Brand new to PS4.
Yeah.
It'll be out in a couple weeks, and based on the price point, like, I'd be jazzed to replay that.
$10?
I'd pay 19 for it, maybe. Jesus, no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, $20 is crazy. Maybe 13.
$12.99 is the max I'll play.
Okay. That's decent.
That's going to be really tough for you when it comes out for $14.99.
Oh, show.
Because you know.
Yeah, but it'll be on sale. It'll cut on sale.
Yeah, 3 months. 3 months.
I got one for you, boys. Check it out.
Yeah.
Rise of Tomb Raider coming up for PS4. I like to play it.
Oh, another game that's already out.
Well, for PS4 is what I'm saying.
It will not disappoint.
Yeah.
And hopefully I have a dope-ass PIC by that time. That I can play it on before y'all motherfuckers.
What are you talking about? It comes out on PC in like 3 weeks.
It's already out for PC.
Yeah, play it on PS4.
Sorry, that was loud.
Got banned!
Oh, you guys are going to be so mad at this.
Final Fantasy Tactics 6.
Number 10. The Legend of Zelda. Maybe you won't.
You're crazy, man. That's going to be number...
I'm pretty excited for that game.
Yeah, it's only 10. Meh.
Yeah.
I mean, the coolest thing about that is because nobody knows what it's coming out for. Is it NX? Is it for Wii U? Or is it dual launch? Probably
well,
be dual launch.
It is Nintendo, period.
It's going to be dual. It's going to be triple launch. It's coming for GameCube as well.
All I want is achievements, and I'm not going to get it.
Oh my god. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but it's kind of fucking wild shit that's going on.
A Nintendo
household?
I don't
know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Anyway.
Okay, I want to hear about it now.
I'll throw one out there. It's called Adrift.
Yeah.
Number
13 on my list.
Is
okay,
that
so
Rift?
It's one of your honorables?
Honorables,
oh,
yeah.
Well, it's within my top 9, so I win.
You know
on
what?
That, one.
That probably deserves to be higher, considering the mystery behind that game.
Yeah,
it's in my wheelhouse.
I want like a really nice scripted sci-fi kind of, you know, like maybe short, like maybe 2 or 3 hours, like great, quick kind of thing. Like it doesn't get very deep.
Definitely short. 2 or 3 seems really short. But I know what you mean. Just yeah. Like
I don't
like,
want another game that'll be coming up later. I don't know why.
I would love a first-person swapper. Experience.
Yeah, like, that's maybe the size of Portal 1. You know, like, an interesting idea. Maybe they deal with fucking gravity in an interesting way. I have no idea what the gameplay is like. I just know I wake... Like, it could be fucking the movie Gravity, but in game form. Like, you're how you get back to Earth with the tools that you have at your disposal.
Yeah.
Could be cool. It looks great. So, for that reason, it's on my most anticipated games.
Is that game a Rift exclusive?
No.
No?
It'll be on... All these games are coming out for PS4.
I don't think so. Drift?
Yeah, I think it is.
It was coming out for PSVR.
I don't think that's a certainty. Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think a Drift was pitched as like a...
It's not Oculus, dude.
No, a Drift is like a huge 3D. Oculus. Yeah,
a Drift, like, yeah, it'll probably be a cool VR game. I think that's what they're going for. But I mean,
well,
Sony's got
to
fucking...
A cool ass normal
Sony's
game?
Got whatever, Plagueis coming out. Fucking...
Plagueis?
What was their VR called?
PSVR.
What the fuck's it called? It was called...
Oh,
there was
before,
a code name
it was
for it, yeah.
Morpheus.
Morpheus. Plagueis.
Plagueis.
Anyway, that's a good one. Chad, what do you got?
There you go.
Plagueis is going to be sick. Star Fox Zero.
You're are you actually anticipating the release of that game?
Yeah,
why?
I'm excited for it. I've already pre-ordered it. It's bought.
So you're excited to play it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Number 11. Yep.
Really?
Didn't make it.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. Arguably, it was the 30% off thing.
I just hate that it's out for Wii U. Like, Wii U is dead.
It's dead, and it sucks, but whatever. It might be a fun game I could play. I don't, like, I have no console, like, love right now.
No loyalty.
No loyalty. I don't like, oh, I'm only PS4.
No, I know,
it's just
but...
like, I'll play whatever if it comes out, it's good.
Oh, man.
And it's Star Fox, so hopefully it's good.
I could just picture, like, hey, guys, the new Star Fox is really good. Stupid. It's Nintendo.
Game sucks.
Yeah, and then, like, yeah, oh, I guess you guys don't care.
This guy's game of the year was Ori, which we didn't touch.
Best game of my life.
Yeah, but it's not on fucking Wii U.
Doesn't matter
that much.
It was on PC.
Yeah, that's... PC's better than Wii U. Wii U is dead, and I mean that.
It's
literally.
Dead. Yeah.
If he has an opportunity to play it, that's all that matters. He can have a solo experience.
Ugh.
That's cool.
The reason
Star Fox 64 is only available on N64.
N64 was awesome.
And emulators around the world.
Wii U is shit. Sorry.
Wii U is shit.
I do agree, but...
Yeah.
Don't
compare it to N64, you crazy?
I'm just saying.
Are there more N64s than Wii U's?
Comparison.
Probably,
right? Oh, yeah.
I would think so.
N64 awesome. Is like top 5.
All right, TJ. Like what do you got, bud?
The Division.
No,
really?
Shit.
Yeah.
Did you play the beta?
No.
No.
I'm not even that psyched for it.
I don't really know what it is. It's like a DayZ kind of.
Yeah. What is it? Like
experience?
I thought I knew what it was, and then all of a sudden, like I started hearing other shit,
yeah.
And now that the beta's out, like it's complete. I don't even know what it is. What is it?
I don't know.
From what I heard, it's like a DayZ thing where it's like your character carries over.
You take
you take
trips down to the surface and then like
you you're on the
hunt
surface
for resources.
You just go different parts of the city.
I saw in one
you run into different squads and shit.
In one video, is that one of these press conferences and it was a 4-man team and right before they got like picked up, they're like, "Oh, am I going to turn on everybody else and get their loot too?" And then he did, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
Yeah, they were talking about like
suck.
The concept of killing your own guys, going renegade for 5 minutes, and then you're hunted. And if you can survive, then you're no longer a renegade, so therefore you're in the clear. Like, there's a lot of people talking about the game being fundamentally flawed, the mechanics of that, because people will just screw people over.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it sounds like they're trying to go for something unique. It's just that people are going to break that every time. You know what I mean?
Just like Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, I suppose.
What would happen with that?
People would learn how to win. This is where I go to
every
win.
Every time.
And yeah, it was like, if you didn't know that, you're... losing at chess. You just don't know.
That sucks.
Yeah, I guess the way TJ's describing this.
Chess checkmate. Every time.
Chess checkmate.
Fuck.
She's got terms for everything.
Not really.
I think so. I'll do one that I'm actually... Should I get, like, the ones out of the way that I should go least interested to most interested, right? That would be the obvious way to go
possible,
about it.
Yeah.
All right. Uncharted 4.
There you go.
Right. Comes out in April. It really depends on if I have cash available at the time. Like, if I have the, like, feeling, like, I could spend $80 on this. I don't know that it's going to have any, like, killer feature that I'm, like, interested in investing in, other than it looks good.
Okay, so the obvious comparison is probably Tomb Raider nowadays?
No. The obvious comparison is Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, which I didn't like at all.
I know, but...
Like, I hated the way they played.
I know, and I'm not... The old Uncharted are
fine.
Maybe
we'll talk about Tomb Raider a little later.
But let's just say that you like Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I do.
If they could achieve what Tomb Raider did...
It's impossible.
You'd be more excited.
Tomb Raider has an attractive antagonist that I care about keeping alive.
They got a couple.
And
that.
She has a bow and arrow, and I like that, like, it's not serious, so the environments can change on the fly, like a Resident Evil game. You start in a fucking, like, farm, and all of a sudden you're at this huge castle, and that's okay. Like, I like that Tomb Raider kind of goes down that way, and it's a little bit... I don't know very much about the Uncharted series, but I know
I feel
Tomb
like
Raider...
Uncharted could do that, too.
They could, but Tomb Raider will, like, all of a sudden throw monsters at you. Because it's Tomb Raider. Uncharted won't get into that, maybe? I don't know. I just feel like Tomb Raider's always been more...
It is a bit more mystical, like the old ancient...
plays better. It plays better.
I agree, from my experience. But yeah. I'm hoping that they up the ante, and Uncharted brings to me something that I like about Tomb Raider.
Well,
whatever that is.
That's what I'm saying. I got a game coming that's going to be just like Uncharted and possibly better.
Yeah.
If I got an extra $80 lying around, maybe I'll try Uncharted. But otherwise, I'm waiting.
Sure.
Really?
And that's why it's number 7.
You'll wait for Uncharted?
I would wait for Tomb Raider over on... Yeah. I would just sit tight for another couple months.
See.
What do you got?
What if it gets great reviews? It's like 9.8. You'll still hold it up?
I don't know, man.
Tomb Raider also got great reviews, probably. I don't know, but
it's moderate.
You know what I'm going to do?
Moderate? Really?
It was like, it's got like an 85 on Metacritic.
I'm going to rent Uncharted. How about that?
Yeah?
Yeah, maybe. I'll rent it from this guy's house.
TJ. I get
an Xbox, you got Tomb Raider. Sitting, just waiting.
No, you know what? And it'll come up later. What is this? It's going to be...
Number 8? 9?
7.
7.
Well, I don't know. I'm just picking them off the list.
I'm sorry. He said 7. It's 8.
Alright.
I don't know what number it is. I think I've erased 3 off my list so far. Right. So that means 7.
My number 7 and 8 is Uncharted 4.
Yeah?
For the same reasons?
Well, I've never been a fan of Uncharted games.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it was just because I was a fan of 360 at the time. So,
yeah.
Just actually owning an Uncharted might be pretty interesting. So,
yeah.
Maybe I can kind of latch on to what's great about them.
The review would matter, I think. Like, if it got glowing recommendations from all like,
10
our
out
favorites.
Of 10. Does Witness count? Did you buy Witness yet?
No, that was a bullshit 10.
Bullshit 10?
IGN's 10s are, like, very difficult.
Yeah, they're very rare. Like, a 5 out of 5 structure, where it's like, 5 out of 5 is the best game I've ever played. That's really good.
5 out of 5 is easy. 10 out of 10 is not easy.
Exactly. Remember?
Yeah, I know all
you
of this.
You guys were against me on this pitch.
That's why I was saying go for 5 out of 5, because it's easy. So you don't have to overthink it, and it's just simple.
It's a 9.5 out of 5, like...
Because then all your games, all of your games were 7 or 9.5. And I was like, what does that even mean? So there's like, a bad game. Uncharted 4 is a 7, just like fucking Goo Goo's Revenge that came out on fucking arcade. The same score.
It's called Sparkle 2.
Anyway, if it gets reviewed good, yeah, I mean, that might talk me into it. And I have some extra cash lying around. Maybe it'll be good.
Hopefully it's good. It's my 8, 7, and 8.
Oh, DJ? So it's your turn, eh?
Oh, yeah, it's me. I'm sorry. No Man's Sky, number 7.
Whoa, that game.
Still anticipating that.
Okay.
A little shaky on it, but I don't know. The mystery of, like,
it's gonna
going
be
out into that
PlayStation
universe.
PlayStation VR launch.
My number seven, No Man's Sky. I'm just going to say it right now. Nice. We'll get into it. If it is,
well placed.
Pending a killer feature that we don't know about, like, I'm not impressed. It's about exploration and it's like, how many blue or how many purple can you
find? How many purple fish can you
You need? Know what? This is actually one of the games that has suffered from, like, just waiting too long.
Yeah, they just didn't
have it. They put out strong hype and it's
just
flatlined.
The Witness being $40 completely justifies this just blindly being a retail game. Because this is bigger than The Witness. This is a big game. It's been at fucking PAX. It's been at IGN.
I guarantee it's going to be a pack-in with PlayStation VR.
No, it'll be...
That's why it's been delayed so long, is because they're doing VR for it.
Dude, on disc, stamped, on the shelf.
No.
VR. No Man's Sky.
I really hope not.
VR stamped.
I thought that once upon a time.
Meat Boy has a retail case, and it's $10.
Game's bad.
Remember it was $10 when it came out? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was amazing. And then fucking games started being $15. And then $20, and now $40, and you fucking bought into it.
It's a long...
Still worth it.
Who cares?
$40 is nothing.
For what?
We can consider it.
It is a lot.
You solve one puzzle, and you're just like...
You bought a license.
I got my money.
To play that game. You bought a license to play that game.
Don't knock it till you play it, dude.
Yeah, don't.
It's just too much money, man.
Dude, I've wasted $60 on a game. Way quicker than I have with the Witness.
You played it. It's worth.
I've already got my worth out of that $40.
If I paid $100 for it,
because indie games are going to be $40 now.
If I pay $100 for it,
it's not about the quality of the game. It's the fact that like we had standards set for price points and all this kind of shit, and they just upped it.
You're assuming
it's not a unique game. It's the new price of fucking.
It's not
of digital games.
It's a huge game.
We'll see.
It's a huge game.
It's an outlier, dude.
We'll see. We'll see how much No Man's Sky is retail. On disc.
It took the guy 5 years.
I'm not talking about the quality or anything.
2009 or earlier.
Yeah, anyways, a lot of games take that long.
All
on
the
fucking
profit he
$5
made on
million.
Braid, all the profit he made on Braid, he put into this game
and then
more.
Some.
You don't think that's the story behind every big game that's launched on Xbox Live Arcade? Like, you don't think it's taken them a long time to put those fucking games together? Fez was $12. And now games are $40 because they're
game.
In first person.
40's worth
game.
It.
There's one game.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will. I guess leave it at that.
Yeah.
You're crazy if you think
indie
games are coming in at $40.
You just both bought one.
One!
It's not
one
an indie game.
It was made
anymore.
By some
thousands.
Fucking...
It's not an indie game anymore. Just because it's a downloadable game, it doesn't
qualify follow up to Braid, period.
Game.
That's it. He's not a fucking
Braid
miracle.
Braid is what you have... in your mind as like just the outlier, like it doesn't really mean anything. Braid is like this is the first game he made.
It's his follow-up.
This
to Braid,
game's
that's
not
it.
The same
that's,
at all.
I know.
His follow-up to Braid, like that puts a price point on it. $10.
I'm not judging
maybe this
the quality,
game should be
man.
$20.
I'm not judging the quality. I'm saying there's no every game up until now. There's been massive digital launches, digital releases, huge games, like good games have been coming out, and they're always like $15.
Name one.
The name one.
Braid, the size of I'm sorry. The size of the Witness.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Witness
I can't
is a
full
game.
You can't. They're all tinier.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They are.
No.
Fucking Ground Zeroes. Like
it's just
the
a bigger
one,
map,
it's
man.
So small.
It's not a bigger game. It's just a bigger map of fucking square
you
puzzles.
You don't know anything about it.
It's one map that's fucking cell shaded and square
it.
Puzzles.
You don't know anything about
this
it.
Isn't like. You know what? The fucking puzzle making and all that shit and, like, his philosophy behind, like, how he's going to tell the story, learn the puzzles, how he's going to teach you the language of the puzzles has nothing to do with how, like, much the game should cost or how much work I put into it. It's all him in his mind thinking of putting the puzzles together. He started at the end, worked backwards, and then built, like, a cool-looking map that, like, most of these fucking games... How much was Journey?
I can't wait to hear you cry.
How much was Journey?
In a month.
How much was fucking...
It's so worth it.
Braid was $7.99. Meat Boy was
$10. First, like, downloadable game that ever came out.
Bitrip Runner, $10.
So what?
But why are their overheads higher? Why are they charging more for the same thing?
It's not the same fucking
because
thing.
It's just a principle. This is how much we charge for them now. Period.
Braid?
It's exactly
the
same
Witness
thing.
Would be
their
a
fucking
third
printing
of the game
costs
was.
Aren't going up. Their marketing costs aren't going up. These are indie companies
the
getting
development
money.
Cost like,
getting
is
money for
three
free
times.
From fucking...
$5 million.
On a AAA title, yeah.
No, $500 million on
I'll bet you
title.
He built that on Unreal.
$5 million
Did he build
on
it on
an
Unreal 3?
Title. It took 7 years to build.
I'm pretty sure he built it on Unreal 3,
with
the same engine
guys.
That runs Braid.
You're insane. You haven't played it, dude.
I know exactly what it is. I'm not stupid. I know exactly
you
what it is.
You don't know anything about this game.
Yeah, I do.
Dude, no. Play the game and read one.
I know,
you know
everything
as much
about
as I
it.
Did before I played the game.
You're
also a game that looks good.
You're crazy. If you think that like his development required him, like, I can't sell it for under $40 or I'm going to take a hit on this. You're lying to yourself. Moving on.
It's not about that. It's a full game.
That is what it is about.
No, it's about the quality of the game for the money that they charge.
They're all.
I don't feel raped at all. No.
They're all going to be $40.
Because this game doesn't feel the same as a shitty downloadable, like, 3-hour game. It's not a 3-hour game.
Shadow Complex, how much was that?
That was worth $20.
And it was what, $12.99?
No, it was...
The list goes on forever. Look at the best digital games. They were all so cheap, and nothing has changed.
Dude, you're not making a point. It doesn't make sense.
The cost to develop the games has not gone up.
It has.
How?
Because
they're not buying licenses
hardware.
To massive engines or anything like
they
that.
They have to make everything look good.
Instead of paying 7 guys for 1 year to build a game, he paid 7 guys for 7 years to build this game. That's the difference.
Who cares?
The game
grants to make that game. He's a publisher.
Buddy,
the guy's a publisher. He's a publisher.
He's not.
He has a publisher.
He wanted to make the perfect fucking game he ever wanted to make.
Mm.
And that's why it took so long for the game to come out.
Buddy, these people don't fund these things out of pocket.
Yes, they do.
It was a friend of Jonathan Blow.
Like, well known. Like, it's...
He published it.
He
was the one that chose, like, I'm not bringing it to Xbox, because Xbox fucked
me. No timelines.
Like, they're ruining shit for developers.
Okay, you guys are right. It's worth $40. Whose turn is it?
Yep.
You're an
asshole. I don't know.
My turn. Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. Could be pretty cool. Those games look really polished. They look, like, really, really good. So, like, I would just buy it and play it, to, like, as, like, a demo piece. Like, they're really high-end graphics.
You actually think you're going to buy it this year?
Yeah.
Okay. This year, with our list of 10, I felt like if I'm not buying the game on the list, I'm kicking myself pretty hard this year.
Really?
So you better be buying those games.
Wow, I only have, like, two that I would buy. That one. That's one of them.
You're a two-game-a-year kind of guy now?
No, I just don't think it's a very good year.
Okay. I agree with that, so I sympathize. We're only on number 6.
Yeah.
Number 6 for me is Last Guardian.
You're not buying that.
Get out.
You're not
buying
that.
I already pre-ordered it.
Oh, you did?
Pre-ordered and bought.
Ready to cancel.
Yeah.
40% off of my cart.
That's a PS3 game.
40% off?
They're porting a PS3 game. How much is that game, by the way?
I don't know. $69.
What?
Yeah. But 40% off. Hello.
That's a $70 game.
I'm buying it.
It's crazy. It's crazy fucking shit, man.
You think it looks good still?
Oh, really shit. I don't want to play it.
Alright.
Game's just
you know what? That game took so long to make, they should probably sell it for double that.
Oh. Did you guys hear that? Fuck you, man.
Okay, so this is my one of my games that's not coming out this year, but I put on my list anyway.
What are you talking about? Why is that on the list then?
Because I sorted my list without thinking about the timeline.
You gotta do it after then. If it's not coming out this year, just
then
tell me.
I gotta pop something else in.
Pop it in. This one's coming out in 2018.
You wanna pop one else in?
Yeah, pop something in.
Firewatch.
Okay, yeah. Like, what is
number 12 on my list?
You're only at 12?
No, you made me jump up.
I'm at 12.
Dan seems, like, really, really into Firewatch. Like, do you think it's going to have, like, a weird nighttime-daytime thing?
Yep.
Comes out soon, eh?
February 9th.
Damn.
That's pretty soon.
4 days.
Was that, like, tomorrow?
Tuesday.
3 days now.
I know a good game comes out February 9th.
Really? I don't know that.
You guys know this?
Wait, what?
Oh, what's up?
What is it?
Next on the show.
Do you have anything to say about Firewatch?
No, man. There's only, like, one freaking gameplay trailer,
yeah.
And the whole world's excited about
it. Pending, like, a killer feature, right? Like, you want to know...
Yeah. If it's as immersive as the trailer was, just, like, you feel like you're in this actual scenario, just out there in the woods, talking on a fucking walkie.
Yeah.
That's just cool. It's just a cool vibe.
3.6.
That's the only reason it's on my list, which is kind of nutty, but...
Scary thing is, it comes out Tuesday, and the only thing that's been shown is that trailer from 2 years
17-minute
ago.
Trailer.
17. Oh, yeah.
Listen, I got a question for
you. It's cold.
I gotta bet.
If they delayed it for 2 years,
if Firewatch
it'd be worth $60.
If Firewatch is $39.99.
Oh, shit.
I'll give you each $2. If it's less than that...
$200.
Then you... No, if it's more than that, or that price... If it's less, $39.99, I'll give you each $2. If it's more, then you each owe me $4.
Whoa. Why does he get twice as much?
Taking it.
Because it's not going to be $40.
Yeah, because... You know
what? That bet don't make sense.
It's the spread. It's called the spread.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're saying you admit you're the underdog.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
No, it's two against one.
Chad, what are we going to do with our $2 each?
I'm going to buy a large coffee.
Yeah.
Drink it in Joe's face.
Pour it in fucking sewer.
Joe's like coffee. How do you like
I'll
it
just
black?
Throw a toonie in the sewer for you. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll see how much Firewatch is.
All right. So there you
six
go.
$6.
What do you got?
Couldn't possibly be $40.
$6.
The witness is crazy.
There's no way.
The witness is crazy.
I got a cool one. Hitman episodic releases. Have you heard about this? New Hitman game, but why is it episodic?
It's cool that they're doing that. I actually kind of like it.
Me too.
Because the last game was horrible.
See, if it's episodic for a good reason. Like, for some reason this can help. Like, maybe they can diversify the feel or the mood of each mission if they do it episodically.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They're doing they're taking a lot of liberties with the Hitman license. Have you heard of Hitman Go?
The iPhone game. I've never played
it. Yeah, TJ, you would love this. Okay. It's all based on, like, the way you move on like, a grid. Like, it'll be a room, right, with, like, a door, and then there's, like, just a small little grid, like, of a couple rooms. And based on which direction you move, there's different enemies that'll move in different directions. And, like, they always have to have their back turned to you. But every left will make this guy turn around, but not this guy. And, like, you have to learn their movements based on your own in order to get to, like, the exit without being seen.
Okay.
It's out for iOS right now for, like, $3.
That's cool.
And it's coming out for PS4. So this was kind of like a double pick.
Sounds like a boring puzzle game.
So there's Hitman Go, but, like, the idea that they took the Hitman license and decided to make a weird puzzle game out of it for iOS just shows that they're willing to, like, take risks. So if they have a good idea of, like, what an episodic game would be like, and they used Hitman to prove that, I think it'd be
awesome. I like
that
a lot more than building a full game. It just depends on, like, obviously this game is like under the crutch of what it's priced at.
Maybe.
One episode better be $5.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what if every episode is like an episode of Sherlock? Like, there's a compelling beginning, middle, and end, but, like, this is always going to be episode 2, where, like...
How many hours of gameplay is that?
3? Each episode?
Yeah, $20 or less. It's fine.
$14.99. Max.
Whatever.
I wouldn't expect to pay more than $15 for one episode, right?
3 hours.
But yeah, could be pretty cool.
80 hours?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they were doing that, but...
Yeah, okay. It's happening this year. It's happening pretty soon.
80 to 100 hours of brilliance?
What do you got?
I don't know.
It's probably $40.
Probably worth $40.
You're up, bud. Yeah, that was mine.
What did you say?
Did you go yet?
Before my phone dies, please.
Hitman. The Hitman
number
fucking...
number 5 is a Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Only number 5.
Oh, what's up now?
I only have 3 left, so...
Dang.
I'm on my top three.
I can't wait. I've been looking forward to this game for the past 3 years. Kept saying it.
You think it's going to be good, eh? Like... Or is it?
Be.
Oh yeah.
Would it be Mirror's Edge again, or, like, will they add something new?
Even if it's Mirror's Edge again, it has the same effect as, like, Portal 2.
Yeah, where they open up things. If they work in, like, speed runs and stuff like that, like, I know they kind of did that on the first one, but I don't know.
Even just more levels of that game and a great looking engine.
You know what the kind of sequel it is like, I feel like Mario Galaxy is really good, and, like, it seems like that could be a standalone, but then they made Galaxy 2. It's like, oh, we weren't done making levels, so we just kept making interesting levels and different ways to climb and remember when there was that DLC for, like, PC only, and it was, like, people building levels out of blocks, and it was, like, how to get to them quickest? Like, if they
That's
really
cool.
dive into that shit and, like, Missions open up into that kind of stuff, it could be amazing.
Yeah, they had speed runs, but I feel like they weren't super quality.
No, like, yeah, it was just convenience, right?
It was just for, like, hardcore guys.
Really difficult.
Yeah, if they made, like, really accessible speed runs that people were really into, and that game in itself was good, then they actually had this campaign, which had that, like, classic Mirror's Edge, like, just running on top of buildings, like sense of vertigo and like falling and shit.
Even branching paths, like in Star Fox, like if you're able to, you take a different route, it affects the story differently. Or like, you know, like you could have two characters like, follow me. No, this is the way to go. You have to pick one. I don't know. But like, it seems like there's a lot they could do with that.
Yeah.
If they commit to that awesome fucking block fort.
I can't believe you said Mirror's Edge before I said Mirror's Edge.
Look out.
I only have three left, like I said, and one of those is Mirror's Edge.
I love it.
I think we have to skip you.
I only got two left, Keep skipping me.
Okay. Final Fantasy 15.
When is that supposed to launch?
This year. Finally. I had it
last
year. Does it
have, like, September?
It doesn't have a date yet, still. But it says 2016. I think 2017 we'll get Final Fantasy 7 Remake, because that's 20 years.
Yeah.
This year we'll get 15. They're probably going to schedule it very nicely. So... still pumped for that game.
Yeah.
Especially after the beta.
Hey, you played
I have nothing else to say. What's that? You ain't playing it?
You guys are still trading? Trading off?
Yeah. For me now? Number four. Unravel.
Really?
Comes out Tuesday.
I heard it was bad.
From who? I didn't hear any review on it yet.
Someone played a level. And they're like, it's really hard.
Doug?
No. Like, on IGN, I think.
Oh. That's the thing. It's another puzzle game. So you're really cool, like, pretty puzzle game.
Yeah.
I watched trailers for it, and I was like, that's going to be a game that makes me, like, tear up.
Do you remember the GameCube demo? And it was a tech demo. It wasn't playable or anything. They showed it off at, like, Space World. And it was that stick. You're, like, a walking tree trunk. It was called Rebirth or something like that. And, like, they showed it, like, walking around. There's particle effects, like, on the fucking leaves and stuff. And then GameCube just sucked.
I don't remember that.
They had tech demos for all their systems, and they were always, like, way too good. Fucking... And it reminded me of Unravel. That's, like, the way it looked. So, I don't know. Maybe it's cool.
I hope it's good. I'm buying it. For sure. Right.
Unravel won't be the high price point. It's too soon.
$20, for sure.
Firewatch will be the first $40, like, digital only.
Is that the bet right
and
there?
Then,
it is, right?
No, yeah, the bet is for Firewatch.
That also comes out Tuesday?
Firewatch?
You just said February 9th.
Shit, February it does? 9th. Ooh, might be too soon.
Oh, $2.
You know what the worst part of it is?
$2.
We'll take half that payment.
Is all those fucking, all those goddamn, like, headlines like, Jonathan Blow surprised that The Witness is selling so well. This game costs three times as much as everyone else's game.
I'm really surprised that people are paying this much money for my game.
Fuck.
It's worth it.
What do you got?
Uncharted 4.
Ooh.
Number 5. Never. I'm like the same as you guys. Just never really played it much, but now we're into PlayStation, and it's just... hopefully it's raising the bar again, just doing another great game, and... give me kind of like a Tomb Raider-like experience. Just fun. I played a little bit on Vita. There was one. Golden Path, I think it was called. It was kind of boring, to be honest.
What? Oh, on Vita?
It's a Vita one. Just like a stupid clone trying to capture what they do on the console, but it was dumb.
That sucks.
Or the console ones are dumb.
Did that game use the back pad? Like your fingers behind the controller had, like, buttons?
I only played it for, like, 3 hours.
So weird, man. What the fuck were they thinking?
Yeah, I know.
For Vita?
Yeah.
And then they fixed the form of it.
The back of the Vita is, like, touch. You can touch buttons. Horrible. They were trying, man. Let's just throw it all on and see what catches.
That's the worst part of it. The rest is okay.
Yeah.
Actually.
If they had triggers, if it was, like, a DualShock, and it felt like that.
Yeah, just put buttons back there.
It'd be great. Yeah, actual triggers where you could play it, like, as... like a good like streaming device or something for games.
Is Vita dead? Like, is it dead?
Oh, yeah.
It's done,
is it? It's fucked, yeah. They've abandoned it. They didn't talk about it at E3 or anything.
Nintendo destroys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they rape handheld.
They released the same game.
They rape handheld.
And I buy it.
We all...
Is it my turn yet?
Yep.
Is it? I only have two left.
Three? Wait.
I got four left.
I said my four.
All right, you guys do your threes and then we'll get
you
to twos.
You do your number four now.
Fuck you guys. Okay.
You haven't done your four yet?
No.
Fuck you guys.
I'm gonna get shit for this one too. I know this one's not coming out this year.
That's two.
You know what? Okay, Mass Effect Andromeda.
What happened to your balls?
It's, coming out this year.
It's not coming out this year.
It's quarter four this year.
I didn't even consider.
Or quarter one next year.
I didn't even consider putting it on. That game's not coming out this year.
It's still predicted as maybe this year.
Oh.
I don't know.
They announced it as 2016. Way. Holiday 2016.
They're going to show a video of gameplay at E3 and see how it goes. And then when everyone's like, this is going to be sick, I don't care when it comes out, they're going to be like, alright, what's going to come out in May?
The game is done. Talking, yeah.
It's not done.
It's gone gold already. They're releasing it.
It's not done.
Alright, you're number three?
No, it's your...
I have three left. Should I go?
I got three left as well. You have two left?
I'll go first.
Then. Yeah, I only have two left.
Oh.
Mirror's Edge 2.
Nice. My number three. Really? So what makes you so excited about it? Just like everything we already said?
This year, actually, nothing that I'm super excited about is repeating this year. Except for there's some shit I got coming up. But I don't know. None of my favorite games are really kind of this year, I feel like.
Anticipated games. Like I'm no last of the Last Guardian was on two of my lists.
Really?
Yeah.
I never had it on.
They finally showed it again. I was like, oh, that's.
It looked bad.
Yeah, it plummeted from there.
It looked fine.
That company only makes good games. Apparently, I didn't play any of the games that came out. But
Shadows of the Colossus was cool. I was wondering if. Anyone would mention that, like, that was never even considered as a puzzle game.
Oh, yeah.
But it is more of an action game, really. I mean, you have to figure stuff out, but that doesn't just make it a puzzle game. That makes Zelda games puzzle games, really. And they ain't.
It's got puzzle elements.
Anyways, I think Mirror's Edge is an obvious choice. Like, it's... You think about the quality of games as far as sequels go? Like, are the original games? It's definitely one of the better ones. Out of all the sequels that are coming out this year.
Yeah.
I like Mirror's Edge better than I like the old Uncharted, but again, I haven't played it much.
I like that Mirror's Edge is a passion project. It seems like they're making it because they want to make it. Like, they could easily just do a licensed game or, you know, piggyback onto something else, but they're like, no, we're going to...
When the second
we have limited resources and we're making this game. 7 years
after the original, that's a good sign, right? Like, it's not...
Yeah.
It's not like a pump it out every year, you know what I mean? So...
That game's going to be awesome.
It's going to be so good. I hope so.
That game's going to be fucking dope.
Yeah, just the way they immerse you in it now.
Yeah. It's going to run so nice, I think. Like, I feel like it's got to run super nice.
The what?
Yeah.
It's got to like move perfectly. When they you think about like, made the first one kind of like, can we do it? And now it's just like...
And it's still like function perfectly. Yeah.
I think the levels, you'll be able to, like, have, like, a full run, like, sequence, like Tony Hawk 2.
Yeah. I wonder if dynamic, like, levels, like, moving pieces and stuff.
You're just doing it as it's happening?
Those might be, like, time trials, where it's, like, doesn't make sense that these buildings are moving, but they are.
Yeah, like, they're falling, buildings falling over and stuff.
Platforms, construction. Like, building as you jump.
Why isn't there... Spider-Man games would be amazing. Like, if they just captured, like, a little bit more realistic feel and like, the wind blowing, like, as, like, part of the sound design.
Spider-Man by
and just, like,
first person.
Boom! Like, you just... You're falling. Like, that feeling of, like, rising to terminal velocity.
When you let go of the web, just...
And then... Yeah, and, like, just shooting, like... And just, like, seeing the web just go off, like, down to the end of the block, hit a building, and then all of a sudden...
Like VR,
you're just sliding,
Spider-Man
you're swinging into the city on that thing.
Imagine you could miss the building and just fall to the ground in VR.
Your taxi cab. Imagine like you know how he's web slinging and like he'll swing just on one arm, just drop it and fly free fall.
That's what I'm saying. Like you let go and then
you're looking around.
Yeah, Fox Spider-Man's awesome.
Yeah, you can't shoot your second one until you let go of your first, you know? Just gotta free float every time.
So dope.
That's awesome.
Fucking Spider-Man. I'll play that game. Yeah, I'll play that game. Where's that game? Marvel or Lego is making those games.
My number three, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play that game.
Good choice.
That comes out in 2016?
Oh, yeah. Looks really good.
Wow. It's gonna look worse than it did, though. If it comes out this year.
No, it's gonna look good.
That's a vertical slice they're not gonna be able to live up to, just like every other game they've launched.
No.
I feel like if you really watch that trailer, you know exactly what you're getting into.
Oh, yeah.
buddy.
Spot on. Graphics look the exact same. They're notorious. Same.
You can see how, like, rigid the mechanics are in that trailer. Killzone 3 looks so scripted.
Killzone 3 looks so much better when they announced PS4.
No, the game still looks bad.
It looks...
That game is beautiful not because the graphics are good, but because the world is good. The same way the Witness graphics are shit.
Twice as many grass blades.
No, it's the opposite.
See? He's not on your team after all.
Witness graphics are shit, but they're put together with beautiful colors and, like... Dude, look at the trees and shit. It's ugly.
I don't think so at all.
It's extremely pretty. It's like a Nintendo game. It's not complex or realistic. It's put together to look pretty, even though they're very simple and not very, like, there's not a lot of depth. It's
still very, very pretty.
It is pretty.
It's like, it's, but you know, it's,
the graphics aren't good.
It's cel-shaded.
Yes.
Everything kind of moves to get, like, together. Like, there's hundreds of leaves on a tree that just kind of... It's fucking beautiful. I think it's like...
Listen, wait. You don't have to have good graphics to have a beautiful-looking game. When you look, like, at some of the
As far as a piece of art, it's second to none.
Sure. And Zero Dawn can be that game where the world is so, like, unique. It's like an Avatar kind of world that it looks beautiful. Even though the graphics aren't that good. You know what I'm saying?
I think the graphics look really good in Horizon, though.
They do, but... Yeah. They could even fall short and still look good because the world is built beautifully.
Okay.
Yeah. Like The Witness. Without insulting The Witness. Saying. Okay. I'm trying to defend Horizon.
Shit, I wasn't on airplane mode that whole time. Sucking data. US data. Are we on number twos?
My number two was Horizon as well. You're number three. Right. So I just throw it out there. No.
Okay, so me again?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to pick. Okay, I'll say number two, Tomb Raider, and what I like to call Definitive Edition. Like, if they launch it, maybe it's got a little bump, probably not, but like a PS4, like, slider, like turn up the slider a little bit more, maybe, I don't know, and DLC included would be just a nice treat. I'd pay retail for that, easy, a year late, and just... be so good. It's the first game, and I know this sounds like the stupidest thing I've ever said, but like, I wouldn't mind like getting high and just playing some Tomb Raider, like get through it. I can't play any other game like that. It's too thinky.
Yeah.
Too much. I don't want to, like, I have to decide, am I the character or like, am I just playing as the character? I don't have that anxiety with Tomb Raider. I know who the character is. She's a superhero.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just diving in. I can explore what I want. I can get those big action set pieces. There's probably an achievement for headshots with the bow and arrow. Leveling up my gear. It's easy peasy. Super excited for that game. Love it!
Remember when Game Junk were talking about
number
it?
Number two.
And they said just like as soon as you get in like the open areas, they were just like, ugh.
I don't remember that.
No?
They didn't like Tomb Raider? I remember Frank liking Tomb Raider.
They liked it, but they were just like, yeah, we all kind of fell off kind of the same area.
Oh, yeah? I don't know. I didn't really have that. I didn't explore the tombs.
No, with Rise. They were saying.
With Rise?
The new one.
Oh, the new one? Yeah. It's not as good? Like, I know it's getting reviewed
poorly.
Yeah,
they were saying, like, it's... The first one had it before where you get into, like, a huge area, and you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now. And you just kind of...
Yeah.
Fool around.
Starts to show, like, its flaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to happen. It's not going to be Last of Us quality. Like, Last of Us seemed perfect narration, perfect, like...
Last of Us wasn't even that great of, like, a game...
It was just perfectly paced.
A well-told story.
Very well-paced. It said that it was worked on a seasonal calendar, so like it always felt new. There's always different types of entanglements or dilemmas that you would get based on what season it was.
Yeah.
Like, there was one season where it wasn't about zombies at all. Wasn't
There's
it? Like,
people,
get,
like the
yeah,
winter
like,
one,
like
right?
the main character's sick, and Ellie goes out on her own. Joel gets sick, and Ellie has to go out on her own. Like, brand new game.
The deer and thing?
Yeah. Hunt the deer, and then people. That guy, like, tries to rape her. You gotta, like, fucking sneak around. Remember how, like, deadly that guy was? Like, and you're just her in the restaurant, like, sneaking around corners, like, trying to get him to turn his back or something so you could stab him with your little knife once. Once you did that, he's like, who the fuck? And he turns around, like, he's not dead. Like, I don't see, like, yeah, it's not gonna be that good. It's not gonna be a masterpiece, but I'm still... super into it. I'll deal with the flaws. God,
Last of Us is good. Amazing.
Uncharted is going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
It, yeah, I know, but like,
I've never played
it's just Nathan Drake hunting fucking treasure, though. Like, I don't care about. There's no Ellie for me to care about. You know, there's no like. I think the
Indiana
reason
Jones, maybe your brother.
So what?
Drake's brother.
I don't know.
There's more than two characters.
Maybe
you
I'll
just
be surprised.
Don't know who they are.
Yeah, maybe I'll be surprised. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when people say, like, if the review starts, it's like, I really wanted to know how Drake's story would end, and I feel completely great. It's like, well, this, I don't care.
A fitting tail end to the story of Drake.
Yeah, I don't know if that will really turn me on about it. I want to hear, like, it offers something brand new, and it's the greatest swan song in game history. Like, congrats. Just like Metal Gear was.
Yeah.
Metal Gear, like, I respect that game to fucking the end. Like, from what I've heard about it, like, it's a masterpiece. Really. So, Tomb Raider is one of my, my number two.
Nice. My number two, I have, kind of cliche, Battlefield 5. Whatever.
Not coming out.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Most
not
anticipated
coming
2016.
Out.
It's coming out 2016. It can't not release 2016.
They'll do whatever they want.
The only reason that it won't is because they can't launch it next to Mass Effect Andromeda, which might also be delayed because of Battlefield.
Mass Effect Andromeda is coming out April 10th.
January 26th.
April 10th.
2017.
April 10th. There's another $2.
January 27th. 26th, sorry, 27th.
January 26th, you're taking it?
Yeah.
Okay, April 10th, whatever one is closest to. $2.
You're saying 17?
I'm saying April 10th.
What if you both 17. Overbid?
17, yeah.
If we both overbid.
10's right.
No, it's closest, no matter what.
Can I get in?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
How do you get in?
Just like February 22nd.
You can't pick in the middle, you stupid asshole.
That's why I asked.
$101. You fucking prick.
That's right, Bob.
I hate that asshole. $1,200, Bob. $1,201. No! You prick.
Who's got number ones?
I got number ones.
Alright, so am I first then?
Sure.
So yeah, I guess at this point, I'm super hyped for Tomb Raider at my number two. It's probably the game I am excited to play the most, but as far as games in general go, like, most anticipated thing, I just need to know exactly what NX is, what's happening with Zelda. Like, Zelda, I guess, is the game that I should pick, but it's not. It's whatever else is launching with NX. I just want to hear about it. I want to know
like
about
four
it.
Years
like,
ago.
It's, but dude, this thing's
what
coming out, right?
Doing?
Yeah, but it's interesting. Like,
it is, yeah, hopefully.
Wii U seemed like, okay, what the... Or Wii was like, what is this? And
yeah.
It everyone hated it, but it sold well. And then, like, we all wanted them to jump ship and, like, go back to the roots, and they didn't. They doubled down and failed.
Yeah.
And now there's, like... I mean, rest in peace, fucking whatever his name was, but there's a new president. Iwata.
Yeah.
There's a new president. They've got a new direction. They, like, have made massive, like, moves in the past year.
Yeah.
Towards, like, mobile gaming and, like, what they're going to do with their branding. This achievement thing is, like, headline news. Like, Nintendo is already, like, doing achievements. Their new system has no disk drive. And they're talking about, like, it's a fucking phone.
Yeah, I heard that.
Like, they're, like...
Yeah, what is this headline?
Yeah, there's Chivos.
On what?
Like, player rewards based on scores in games and based on, actually, like, things you do in games. Like, they're setting up little places. Like, there's a whole new Nintendo, like, online infrastructure that's based on, like, the whole Xbox Live thing. One user for every game. Like, it's crazy. And the patents are ridiculous. They look like phones. They're not releasing a phone, are they? And they're like, it's a third pillar. It's not Wii U. It's not 3DS. It's new.
Yeah, like, the controller is the touchscreen.
I have no idea.
It's DS.
I'll give them...
Yeah, but it's like the buttons are on the screen.
I saw something like that.
Yeah.
But there is a device... There's a computer that they're selling, and it plugs into your TV, and it has no disk drive.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the NX. Like, they're selling something.
That's
so, like, if it was just a server-based thing, and, like, you were tapping in, there'd be no box. So what are they? What's in the box? And what game is launching for this thing?
What's in the box?
No, the OS can be on the box. Nintendo OS. Stream everything.
You know, like
a little keychain you plug into your TV. And
it says 4K video output, but like gaming 900p, just like Xbox. Mm. Yeah. So maybe there's a problem with like delivering 1080p. Like maybe you have to have a certain type of infrastructure to do it, like with it, like in gaming.
You know, like Xbox One, I don't think they're going to release like an actual console.
Xbox One looks fine, right? Like it's not like, oh, PS4 is in 1080p, you stupid idiot.
You notice that in certain games.
You do?
I'm sure, like in Battlefield.
You do notice it?
When you're looking down and you see like 1080p versus,
don't get me wrong,
like a tree, it's like,
I hated hearing that. I didn't like hearing it. You know, I knew like, oh, they must have tried to, they're like, maybe they're not going all the way or something. But it was just like a company that put surveys together leaked a survey that Nintendo might be involved in, and it had something to do with like, do you care if your games are 900p? It was probably fake. You know, but I don't know. Shit. It's like they're gonna, you know how like when PS4 and Xbox One came out, they announced first and then they're at E3? I'm pretty sure Nintendo's doing the same thing. Like they're announcing and then promoting like throughout the year.
I hope so. Hope to hear something soon.
I wonder what it is. And you also hear other reports like, there's only 9 developers making games for this thing. And they're like, it's Namco.
Doomed to fail.
Namco Bandai is like the same bullshit teams that have been making Nintendo games. Suda51's working on NX. It's like, no.
Get him out.
I need a fucking game. This thing has to have games. Don't forget.
They can't separate themselves too much.
They can't.
Because gaming is one thing.
They need something I can play Call of Duty on. You know what I mean?
No, like, they don't.
No, they do.
In order to be successful, yes, they do.
In order to actually,
you play Call of Duty on Wii U.
Well, it's bad, and they don't.
No, it looked just like, no, they did.
No, but they need an online and achievements and all that shit. Right. They need to make me feel like that could be my only system. Not a companion system.
I don't know if they're,
you get your real system.
I think it'd be a horrible business decision to try and be just like PS4 and Xbox One. There's already two of them.
Not just like, but you need the features that exist there that make that my only console.
Exactly.
I don't think they're going for that.
Something my friends can all invest in. It's got online achievements. I can brag to my friends.
And Nintendo's my new thing. It's my one-stop shop for games.
You guys don't think about that for any other system. You guys both own both.
No, he owns PlayStation. That's it.
He wants an Xbox One as soon as he gets
funds. I'm not getting it. I won't buy it.
You're a one-system guy.
Yeah, I will not buy an Xbox.
You got both? Like, what do you care if it's your only system?
I'm the exception.
You got all three?
Because I got money to spend on it, but most people buy one.
I don't think it's going to be Nintendo's version of PS4. It'll be something.
NX might not be, but if that's the competition they're in, right? Like, it's
people will buy both. When GameCube came out, it was like, this is my one-stop shop. It has every other game, and then it has.
When GameCube came out, there was PlayStation 1 that was untested. Like,
oh, PS2 was out, Xbox was out.
No.
PS2 was already out.
And Xbox wasn't out yet. GameCube launched
the same day, or maybe a week apart. Between GameCube.
Yeah, but it's different now. GameCube was there, like, yeah, they fit in back then.
Yeah, and they could be,
but
that.
They make, they, yeah, but that, they're like a software company, not a, like, and they try, they fake like they want to be a technology company. Sony's a computer company. You know, like, they build computers. That's the only thing they do. And they just, we're big boys. Hey, we're in the gaming market now. We're taking over. So did, like, and Microsoft did the same thing. Like, we make software engines. We have this engine called DirectX. It's amazing. We're going to do that and just take over. Nintendo was making toys. And they tried for a long time. Like, they tried with GameCube, like, to make a cutting-edge thing. And just, sorry. You're in a different pool of companies now. And I don't think it makes sense for them to try and chase what Sony can do better easily.
They've been saying that for years, though. And it hasn't worked for them.
Well, it does work for them with DS. It was huge. So was Wii.
DS was already a success.
DS was still
as a success.
Was and still is massive. They're doing fine with making cool, like, intuitive toys. And Wii U was shit,
DS is the same as 3DS. It's just like, it's a place where you can play Mario Portable. They have
Yeah, exactly. Cool, they're making toys. They're not building computers. They're not building Vita.
But they make those same games for home consoles, and they don't sell well on home consoles.
Yeah, I agree. Because
people are playing Call of Duty, so like they have to have one unified game.
At the same time, like console. There is beautiful looking Nintendo games. Like when Nintendo gets to work on their hardware, like they can really pull some like impressive stuff. So like it's not. It's just.
I don't think that draws people really anymore.
They don't make only DS games. I mean, like, Mario 3D World was nothing, but Galaxy was massive. Like, Galaxy was a really cool tech game. Like, it played good, it felt perfect, and it was beautifully looking. Like, it was a perfect game. And they just pulled it off. And, like, Wind Waker was the same thing. A lot of people didn't like Twilight Princess, but I liked it. But it's just a matter of if they can. They can survive on their own games. They've done it before. Wii U was they're like a flop. Like they it was a big, big failure. So what were they up to next? Like what's their follow up to GameCube? You know, like give another shot at tech, you know, try and build a computer that would work for the home and be like wireless with your phone and shit like that.
We're
like
at the point now, like where it's like we're 2 years after 3 years after that thing was released.
Wii U?
No, PS4 and Xbox One.
Yeah.
We're 3 years after.
So you think they could just do the same thing? Like, hey, it's got 3 years better technology and just go for it?
Even if it's the same, it'll be super cheap. They're going to be able to launch it cheaper.
It's so Japanese. It's such a weird foreign product for foreign people. And, like, they try and compete out here. Anyway, what's your number ones?
Mine is Far Cry Primal.
Yeah?
Whoa, number one?
I'm really... Yeah, and that's kind of saying something. Like, I really like Far Cry. Doesn't probably deserve to be at the top of my list, but not a lot that's exciting this year. And I'm a little bit scared it's going to be shit, because they pumped it out really quick after Far Cry 4.
Did you watch the gameplay vids recently?
Right-click, no. Add Primal skins.
What does that mean?
Like, they just take a facelift to, like, reskin the maps and the character models.
I'm okay with that, to be honest. Primal.
Yeah.
Like, Far Cry doesn't need to be...
Like, how quickly did they pump out that DLC, that sci-fi DLC for Far Cry 4? By the way, is that standalone?
Yeah, it is standalone. You can download it.
How much is that?
Blood Dragon?
How much is that game? I'm not even trying to make a point. I want to buy it.
$20, maybe? I don't know.
It's 360 only?
Yeah, it's old as shit now.
Blood Dragon?
It's a Far Cry 3 standalone, not 4.
I was so excited.
Can't wait to buy this game.
Yeah, I wanted to play it, like, now. That sucks. Lasers. That was Far Cry 3?
Yeah, it was Far Cry 3.
No, it's probably like 3 in the morning. Yeah.
No, it is. Oh, it's only 1. But
that looks so bad.
No, it is. No, it's only 1. It's not bad.
But no, there was gameplay vids of Far Cry Primal.
I haven't seen it yet. You know what? I like the idea of like going back to like that kind of weaponry.
Yeah.
It's rudimentary, like Skyrim, like handhelds and bows and shit. Yeah. And I love Far Cry, like just the worlds they build and like hunting animals, and they're just doubling down on that like hunting aspect. And yeah, I don't know, it's just cool. An easy game, like kind of reminds me of Tomb Raider, but just there's 6 different types of objectives and you do whatever you want. There's a flying one, there's the weird drug trippy one, there's this one, like it, I don't know, I like that. And as long as they didn't like cheese it out by pumping it out really quickly and just making a Far Cry 4 clone.
Yeah.
Then I'm okay with it. It's not Blood Dragon. Blood Dragon was $20 standalone, that's it. This is a new game.
Yeah.
They're charging $60 for it, so it better be good.
Huh.
But
I hope it's good. Do you think they'll have in like the direction of dinosaurs, like massive mastodons and shit like
mammoths
that.
Mammoths and the
mastodon.
Is that the
pterodactyl?
The main like imagery is like him like with some kind of mammoth.
I thought it was a saber-toothed tiger. Saber-toothed tiger.
what is like the poster for that game? It's like a mammoth, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're gonna see dinosaurs.
No, it's
in this
gonna
game?
Be massive.
Dinosaurs.
Did you ever play Peter Jackson?
It's all about the
King
animals.
Kong?
I think. No.
Is there gonna be dinosaurs in this game? You think?
It was the first.
No.
HD game.
Yeah, we've heard it. We've heard the story.
You pick up spears from a spear cache. It's the same as, like, you walk into, like, Starbucks and they put people put down their umbrellas and stuff.
Okay.
You would find spear stashes around King Kong, the world of King Kong.
That's cool. Yeah. That's like a Lord of the Rings outfit.
Anyways, man, number one, Mass Effect Andromeda. Might not come out, whatever.
It's not.
It might come out. If it comes out, it's going to be the best game of all time.
April 10th.
January 26th of 2017. Man. Or 27th, maybe 27th.
That trailer was awesome. Like that trailer, I think, is really underrated. What they showed at E3.
The girl one or the guys?
There's a girl one? Oh, not the girl one. Not the sending off.
Oh, the girl
one's
amazing.
The guy jumping around. Whoa, you didn't see anything then.
Yeah, I know, but it's still.
I'm talking about
Commander Shepard
signing off. The way the character moved and the way the Mako moved and like the traction and like the buoyancy of the tires and stuff. Yeah, the sound design was incredible. Incredible.
The best game I ever made. Number one.
I can't wait for that game. It's so stupid.
TJ, it's like so good, man. Like the fucking the world of Mass Effect is so retarded.
Like, can we just hear the backstory? Like, why am I here? Just the first, like, 8 hours is just going to be me on the ship going.
What's your story? I'm a soldier.
So how did
I was
you get
abandoned
here, Commander?
At birth.
Yeah.
Commander, what are you going to do? I'm going to go with Ashley.
I left my family back home. I hope we find someone here in Andromeda.
Remember Omega? Like, just that whole disc. Like, it was like
the best game.
Every time you had to go to Omega, you had to put disc 2 in.
It's true. Oh,
Xbox 360. And that fucking bitch was always there. Not Arya. Was it Arya?
I think so. Arya Taluk.
Yeah. Jeez, she was
a fucking, I own this place.
She was a pain in the ass. Arya Taluk.
Arya, come on. I put my second disc in, waiting for this thing to load. She ain't calling me a bitch now.
Yeah. Oh, Justicars, the Asari. So many new things. So good.
Justicar.
Yeah, the Asari, like, queens. Like, they...
Oh, yeah, they're called Justicars. What was her actual name?
Samara.
Samara.
Samara was a Justicar.
Yeah.
And, like, Arya's mom... No. So it wasn't...
It was somebody's
I'm
mom.
Thinking of Liara. Liara's mom was, like, a Justicar, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you had to kill her in the first fucking game. And if you didn't bring Liara on that mission, like, you didn't play the same game as I did.
Yeah, it took her out.
She wasn't, like... Oh.
This game is teaching.
Those games are awesome. Yeah.
I may play
she it. Was... Like, her mom was indoctrinated. Like, fucking Saren.
Saren. Best villain in any game.
No, it wasn't.
No, come on.
The Mass Effect 1 was not that good.
Any game.
It wasn't.
The Protheans were the best part of Mass Effect 1.
Yeah.
Saren was God. A piece of shit.
You know what? Mass Effect 3 is so good. It's so fucking good. It's just
Matrix
as good
Revelations.
As the second one. No, it's not, dude. It's amazing. Like, based on the relationships you built throughout the game, like, it didn't have massive things, but, like, it ended your story uniquely in every way, because, like, there was a mission to go out and, you know, decide the fate of one of two characters.
Remember drinking beers with Garrus?
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. Yeah, man. Been through a lot, Shepard.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. But, there's a way to, like, unite everybody if you play, like, really nice. And then at the end of the game, there's like, there'll be different species that haven't been like, if you play like shit, most races will be taken over by the fucking, ships, the fucking Reapers.
Yeah.
And like, they'll just send like, Asari fucking, Asari, what do they call them? Asari Reapers. Like, they're all just machines now, aren't they? Like, they're mixed in with machines?
The Geth?
Not the Geth. Like, the,
Hono hates you guys right now so bad.
The Collectors... The Collectors...
You guys stumble over Mass Effect.
The Collectors are Protheans that were, like, taken over by the Reapers, right?
Yeah.
And they look all fucked up. They take other races and do the same thing to them. So, like, Asari are coming at you. There's big fucking, like, what Grunt and fucking Rex, what they're called. Krogans.
Krogan.
Yeah. It's a crazy battle. It's a crazy battle in space.
Sick battle.
Anyway, Andromeda's gonna be dope.
Best
dope!
There's gonna be no action in it, and I hope there's no, like, not even a threat. I hope the first game is just Survivor Man.
In Mass Effect 1, planet. You'd meet... Actually, even in 2, I'd meet people and not realize that they were going to be on my in my squad.
That's not even meeting for the rest people. Of the game. Just going to a planet and just seeing, like, a little cockroach. And that's like, we've discovered life.
Maybe.
And then you dig deeper into the planet and there's just cockroach men who cannot be here. I'm going to buy it.
Do you remember, in Mass Effect 3 when the, who are those worms, those giant land worms that are like enemies to the Krogan?
Oh yeah, that was a weird.
What are they called? The Reaper Maw.
Sandworms?
The Reaper, yeah. Or no, the Maw. The Thresher Maw. And like, that Thresher Maw fought a Reaper.
Oh yeah. You were
good dirge.
That was awesome.
Yeah, it was so good. You spend, like, the entire first game trying to kill one. And then they're just fighting Reapers. Thresher Maw. So I guess that's it.
Yeah, there you go.
Most anticipated games. You can find us on the Facebook and on the internet and on iTunes. We're All Range Mode Podcast.
AllRangeMode.com.
My name's Joe.
I'm Chad.
I'm TJ. Thanks for joining.